We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and welcome, good-hearted viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting program, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Calidad de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company, and Candelaria Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar, in Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10, in Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc, in Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia, in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, according to New Zealand researchers, freedom and personal autonomy are key to one's happiness. In humanitarian news, Liberia welcomes refugees from Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast. In animal welfare news, a concert in China celebrates our co-inhabitants and the planet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 2nd, is the Independence Day of Orlac, or Vietnam, honoring its sovereignty attained in 1945. Orlac is the sacred birthplace of beloved spiritual teacher and renowned humanitarian Supreme Master Ching Hai. Located in southeastern Asia, Orlac is also where Gao Dai and Hua Hao Buddhism had their origins. Orlac, or Vietnam, has many protected areas with a wide diversity of flora and fauna. They include the gorgeous Quốc Phương National Park, which is habitat for some of the rarest species in Asia. Another well-known locale in the remarkable Ha Long Bay in the Gulf of Tonkin, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO World Heritage Site. May the nature-loving people of Orlac have a splendid National Day. As we celebrate Supreme Master Television's upcoming 5th anniversary on Wednesday, September 7th, we are honored to present well wishes from dignitaries, celebrities, and friends throughout this edition of Noteworthy News. Thank you, global viewers, for your love and encouragement.
안녕하세요. 저는 대한민국의 미래 희망연대 원내대표 겸 국회의원인 노철래입니다. 방송이 미치는 사회적 영향은 아주 크기 때문에 긍정적이고 건설적인 방송 콘텐츠는 매우 중요합니다. 전 세계 14개 위성으로 방송되는 슈프림 마스터 텔레비전은 전체 프로그램 내용이 환경과 동물보호, 유기농 채식 등 유익한 정보와 내용으로 채워진 매우 이상적이고 훌륭한 채널이라고 생각해왔습니다. 늘 사회에 좋은 영향을 주는 슈프림 마스터 텔레비전의 5주년을 기쁜 마음으로 축하하고 훌륭한 방송을 계속 전 세계에 전해주시길 기원합니다. 대단히 감사합니다.
FlyIn News. Typhoon Mina disrupts the Philippines, Formosa or Taiwan and China. As of Tuesday, August 30th, Philippine officials had confirmed 29 fatalities, with 12 others missing and 30 injured, after the storm, also known as Nan Madol, struck the nation days before. Over 70,000 families were affected, 800 of whom were taking refuge in evacuation centres, with the most recent impact including the loss of a mother and daughter to a landslide in Barangay Santa Rita on Tuesday morning.
Moving on to Formosa, Typhoon Mina set off severe flooding in Pingdong County, claiming at least one life. Some 50,000 troops were deployed to help evacuate 10,000 vulnerable people, with over 4,000 being given shelter on military sites. In southernmost Pingdong County, more than 600 homes were damaged in one township, with another 300 people isolated after landslides struck in a more rural area. Vast swaths of agricultural lands were inundated and 30,000 households in the south and east parts of the island lost electricity, as the storm also forced the closure of a number of roads and bridges.
Upon making landfall in southeastern China's Fujian province early Wednesday, the typhoon had been downgraded to a tropical storm, but still left damage as 138,000 residents were evacuated and hundreds of homes destroyed or damaged. In the neighboring coastal province of Zhejiang, heavy rains caused 15 reservoirs to overflow, with homes that were inundated as more than 100 people were rescued from floodwaters, 20 of whom had been swept off the banks of the Chantung River, where tides reached their highest in a decade.
When Typhoon Mina had first struck the Philippines, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $10,000 with all her love and prayers, as she requested that our nearby association members please go, if possible, to render aid to the most vulnerable. This amount could obtain $135,000 in urgent necessities if purchased in the United States, based on the cost of living in the Philippines. Upon hearing these updates, she also asked that our association members please consult with local officials in Formosa and China on any needed assistance there.
Our appreciation all officials and personnel working to ease the situation, as we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. May the regularity of daily life be swiftly regained by those in the affected areas, as such weather extremities are curbed through humanity's kinder care of the environment.
Volcano erupts near Mexico City. With ash that spewed more than 1 kilometer skyward four times on Tuesday, August 30th, the eruption of the 5,450-meter high Popocatépetl, about 65 kilometers from Mexico's capital, has caused officials to urge people to avoid a 12-kilometer zone around the crater. Water, ash, and rocks have also been observed flowing down the side of the volcano, and the nation's Disaster Prevention Agency states that while there is no current danger to human populations, nearby communities are being warned to stay on alert. We are grateful for the precautionary advisements of the Mexican officials to safeguard the public. May such instabilities subside for the benefit of all beings as we strive for greater benevolence on our shared planetary home.
Chile, New Zealand, Formosa or Taiwan and Portugal shaken by earthquakes. On Tuesday afternoon, August 30th, a magnitude 5.1 quake jolted Chile 965 kilometres west of Castro in Los Lagos region. The following morning, Canterbury, New Zealand was rocked by a series of shallow aftershocks with tremors up to 4.7 in magnitude that hit in areas near Christchurch as well as Lyttelton. Meanwhile, in Asia on Wednesday, Formosa's flooded south was struck by a 4.9 magnitude quake centred 111 kilometres south of Taitung. That same day, a 5.4 magnitude tremor rumbled the undersea northern mid-Atlantic ridge 491 kilometres northeast of Santa Cruz das Flores on Portugal's Flores Island. Fortunately, none of the tremors resulted in reports of damage or injuries.
Thank heaven for the protection of those in the quake-hit regions. May such distressing events be eased as we join in more eco-considerate lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Thank you. And by
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 509. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Philippine President visits China. On Tuesday, August 30th, President Benigno Aquino III arrived in Beijing for a five-day visit, accompanied by a delegation of senior officials and business delegates. He was ceremoniously welcomed at the Great Hall of the People by his Chinese counterpart, President Hu Jintao, before a meeting between the two leaders on Wednesday, in which they agreed to expand cooperative ties and witnessed the signing of several bilateral agreements. On Thursday, President Aquino was invited to address the Philippines-China Economic and Trade Forum, and he also met with China's top legislator, Wu Banguo, and Premier Wen Jiabao, in speaking of matters such as the South China Sea territorial dispute. The leaders agreed to handle such issues peacefully and through increased diplomatic consultations. Our respectful accolades for your cordial and productive visit, Your Excellencies. May your mutually cooperative interests bring much benefit, progress, and friendship to both the Philippine and the Chinese people, spreading throughout the world.
Save our planet. Record high temperatures already in 2011. Less than three quarters into the year, six nations have seen record high temperatures, including Kuwait, Iraq, Armenia, Iran, and Republic of Congo. In noting this extreme weather, US-based meteorologist Dr. Jeff Masters of Weather Underground stated that no record lows have been recorded in any country thus far, only unprecedented heat. On August 3rd, the city of Mitrava in Kuwait saw the thermometer register 53.3 degrees Celsius, an all-time high for the nation, and a temperature never seen before in the world for the month of August. The 2011 warming trend also repeats a theme of last year, when 20 countries reported all-time highs, but none saw record lows. Extreme heat is known to be dangerous to both human and animal health, with many people who have perished to recent high temperatures in cities, as well as tens of thousands of fish that have suffocated due to reduced oxygen in warming waters. We appreciate your research and sharing of this factual information, Dr. Masters and associates. Despite its alarming nature, our prayers that humanity joins in lifestyles that restore balance to our planet and all cherished fellow inhabitants.
The heat is so intense nowadays that government officials are genuinely concerned about your health. So they have asked you to stay indoors even in midday hours, or to put a hat on when going outdoor, and to drink plenty of water and constantly. You see, climate change is very dangerous to our health, the health of our parents and our young children. The extreme heat not only makes us feel hot, but as the glaciers melt, livelihoods, food, drinking water, etc., etc., also face a real meltdown. How do we keep the global temperature at safe levels? There is a solution. The United Nations proposed that the best way to bring about cooling, rather than focusing on carbon dioxide, would be to reduce the shorter-lived global warming agents. These include methane, black carbon, and ground-level ozone. The fastest, cheapest way to do this is to stop raising animals for human consumption.
Save Our Planet. A United Nations report on Cambodia identifies climate change effects such as loss of precipitation and temperature rise as a significant threat to her people, the overwhelming majority of whom live in rural areas and depend on agriculture as their primary livelihood.
Save Our Planet, in a presentation on August 26, 2011, well-known agriculture scientist M.S. Swaminathan of India warned of increased pests, disease and weeds associated with climate change, with just a 1 degree Celsius temperature rise causing losses of 6 million tonnes of wheat per year, as well as decreasing the quality of grains.
Save Our Planet. As severe drought continues into September 2011 in the U.S. state of Texas, scientists with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service prepared to evacuate small numbers of endangered fish, amphibians, and other aquatic animals in an effort to safeguard them from extinction.
Hi there, this is Rigo the Red Deer, and this is my adorable son Dindy.
We're happily following a plant-based diet.
Today, we have a tip on supporting your child's discovery process.
Youngsters have a variety of styles of learning.
It could be visual, auditory, or through verbal expression or touch.
For example, when reading a story together, your child can listen to it, read part of it out loud, and look at the pictures. He or she may also like to do a drawing based on the story and talk about the characters.
Have fun. Thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for watching. Now the weather from around the world.
In social science news, liberty and personal independence are more key to one's happiness than affluence. This conclusion was according to an analysis of data from three different psychological tests of more than 220,000 people from 63 countries spanning over a period of almost 40 years. New Zealand psychologists Dr. Ronald Fisher and Dr. Diana Bohr from the Victoria University of Wellington authored the study. They stated that their research consistently demonstrated that having freedom and autonomy were the best indicators of well-being rather than being in possession of wealth. Our thankfulness, Dr. Ronald Fisher and Dr. Diana Bohr, for your very relevant observations. May all individuals, human and animal alike, be blessed to live in freedom and joy.
In humanitarian news, Liberia welcomes refugees from Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast. Hundreds of remote communities in the West African country of Liberia have opened their homes and schools to displaced families from neighboring Ivory Coast. Moreover, Liberia's Ministry of Education is allowing public schools to schedule special classes for students from Cote d'Ivoire so they can keep up with their studies. United Nations Children's Fund and its United Kingdom-based aid partner, Plan International, have helped to organize such courses. Our heartfelt appreciation, gracious people of Liberia, Liberian Ministry of Education, United Nations Children's Fund, and Plan International for your caring support of Cote d'Ivoirean citizens. May nations continue to offer assistance to ensure that residents of every land are safe and secure, with heaven's blessings. Up next on Noteworthy News, artists and celebrities in China take part in the Voice of the Earth Love for All Beings event. We'll feed the birds and be right back. Stay tuned for more benefiting news here on Supreme Master Television.
Special congratulations to the Supreme Master Television Channel on their 5th anniversary celebration, including the Real Love and Don McLeanian concert. You can be very proud of your contribution to the community and your successful efforts in promoting the arts here in Southern California. Once again, our congratulations to you on your 5th anniversary celebration. We look forward to continued relations with Supreme Master Television, who invest their time and talents for the betterment of our community. Best regards, Marcia McLean, Mayor.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, illustrious news for a shining world. In animal welfare news, a concert in China celebrates our co-inhabitants and the planet. The touching Voice of the Earth, Love for All Beings event was held at Beijing's China Millennium Monument. Famous artists and celebrities from mainland China, Hong Kong, and Formosa or Taiwan joined together in performances and speeches to promote the noble ideal of caring for the ecosphere, safeguarding the animals, and respecting all lives. Among the many famous individuals who attended were esteemed actress Ms. Athena Chu and acclaimed singer and actress Ms. Li Lingyu. Well-known children's author Mr. Jun Yuanqi, a vegan, spoke of the importance of humans and animals living in harmony. Hundreds of people from all over China came to the concert and offered their support. In addition, Global Green Media Alliance and Beijing Public Fund for Animal Protection, the first such foundation in mainland China, was established at the gathering. Accolades were also presented during the program to honor the kind heroes of animal protection from various organizations. Our gratitude thoughtful and distinguished participants for raising awareness about the need for the power of love for our planet and her inhabitants at this critical time. May everyone choose benevolent ways of living through the vegan diet to awaken compassion for all.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Danish entitled Two Ties.
En kræsen kone købte to slips til hendes mand. Den næste morgen, manden havde en af dem på, hun sagde ulykkeligt. Kan du ikke lide den anden slips?
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Paul Watson, Brave Guardian of the Seas, on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thank God that people like these exist, Miguel from Portugal.
Awesome work, viewer from Australia.
Earth-loving Miguel and friend from Australia, it is great to hear from you. Captain Paul Watson, who has been honored with the Shining World Hero Award by Supreme Master Qinghai and the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, are truly doing remarkable work in protecting the beautiful whales and other intelligent life of the ocean. We pray the time is soon coming when humanity honors the lives of all fellow beings on our planet. May God's blessings be with you and the pure-hearted people of Portugal and Australia.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Old Waltham News.
May you be graced with a loving heart and cheerful spirit.
Congratulations! As Governor of the State of Illinois, I am pleased to congratulate Supreme Master Television on the occasion of your 5th anniversary. Throughout the past 5 years, your channel has shown the world that constructive programs are not only valuable and entertaining, but also demanded by the viewing public. To the welcoming feedback of viewers around the globe, Supreme Master Television shows have covered a broad range of topics from civil rights and humanitarianism to climate change, the environment, and the fascinating world of animals. Every day, your programs enrich people's lives, bring cultures together, and provide the tools and inspiration for citizens everywhere to help make our world a better place. On behalf of the people of Illinois, I convey my best wishes for a joyful anniversary and continued success. Sincerely, Pat Quinn, Governor.
The Alhambra City Council, on behalf of the citizens of Alhambra, congratulates Supreme Master Television on the occasion of its 5th anniversary. Supreme Master TV is to be commended for its focus on constructive news and programs inspiring peace and outstanding examples of excellence in humanity and noble ways of living, as well as promoting animal welfare and eco-living. The TV station also deserves recognition for its wide reach, featuring programs in over 60 languages in over 40 language subtitles, and service to a global audience on 14 satellite platforms, over 90 cable and IPTV networks, and online live streaming. Presented by the Alhambra City Council, Mayor Gary Yamachi, Luis Ayala, Vice Mayor, Council Members Stephen Sham, Barbara A. Messina, Stephen D. Placido, DDS.